This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A 35-year-old man died Saturday night after a two-vehicle crash on First Street in Craig. The Moffat County coroner has identified him as Byron Jose Calderon Castillo, who was living in Craig. From preliminary reports, Craig police says the vehicle Castillo was driving crossed over the double yellow line, collided head-on with a 2004 Ford Expedition. That other driver, also from Craig, was treated and released. Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran says police are investigating. Colorado Gives Day, it is today. Thank you for donating to your favorite business or nonprofit at coloradogives.org. Rock County Board of County Commissioners, they have their regular meeting at 9:30 today. Public Health Director Roberta Smith is on the agenda to discuss making the position of Community Health Specialist a full-time job to include tobacco prevention programming and grant activities. The Moffat County Board of County Commissioners meets at 8:30 today. Agenda items include public hearings from Kathy Nielsen and Heather Brumblow in Finance and Neil Binder and Kyler Scott on the Moffat County Fairgrounds. Craig City Council meets tonight. 4 o'clock is a workshop where council will discuss board appointments and the city manager search. Peter Brixius has announced his retirement with a target date of June 1st, but he says he'll be flexible. The regular meeting's at 6:30. Staff reports include Finance Director Mindy Elliott, Public Works Director Danny Paul, and Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran. United Way of the Yampa Valley is collecting $25 food gift cards from City Market and Safeway in Simo Springs and City Market and Walmart in Craig. These will be given to families in need on their next grocery trip. These families are nominated by local schools and health and human services organizations and other nonprofits. Drop them off at 443 Oak Street in Steamboat by the end of the day today, or 775 Yampa Avenue in Craig by Friday. There are links to donate online in Moffat, Route, and Rio Blanco counties on our website. Avalanche and adult education courses are being added for adults in new programs offered by Steamboat Springs Winter Sports Club. Courses include avalanche safety, an adult backcountry touring program, and alpine master's training. First course is a free avalanche refresher course. It is Sunday, December 14th in the afternoon, Olympian Hall, House and Hill. The bigger picture, it is at 5 o'clock. It's a movie tonight at Wild Horse Cinema, presented by Brighter World Child Advocacy Center, serving Route, Moffat, and Grand Counties. It's for 18 and older. It's an event that showcases great photo, lovely life, and shines a light on child sexual abuse. It's a difficult topic, but important to talk about so our community can stand together to protect children. The 46th annual Yule Log Hunt begins tomorrow. We'll post a clue each morning at 6 a.m. on the Steamboat Radio Facebook page. The log will not be physically placed until after clue number 6 is released, and that is December 17th. That's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.